Hello, everyone. Welcome to What If. My name's Gareth. His name is
Richard.
Ray. Head over to supremecbd.uk. Use the code WTAF. And you get 40% off everything I'm currently using, Richard. This is quite funny, right? So here's my microphone because I'm a professional. There's my mic. There's my mic stand, a tub of CBD gummies. It's bad, isn't it? But I'm using these mushroom things at the minute. So I don't know how I'm getting on, though, because it says one will give me vigor and one will give me focus. But Ophi keeps getting me up in the middle of the night every night. So I'm shattered.
Yes, they don't know. They don't kind of take that into account, maybe. But let us know. Keep us up to date with that. With that thing.
Well, I'm sat here at 8 o'clock trying to be a professional doing a podcast in a pair of Christmas gym jams. That's how tired I am. I can't be bothered anymore.
It's difficult at night. It's difficult in the morning. It's just difficult. But like in the evening, sometimes you can go, this is actually like fine. But I think it's because you're looking after the kids on your own. I've had a bit of a more relaxed day with the children, but like the last 2 days would have been absolutely mental. So yeah, I can see where you're coming from there.
I am flying solo, and I've struggled today, I'll be honest, because I've got an issue with my car. So there was this rattling underneath, and I Googled it, and it basically said it's something to do with your exhaust because it comes under the passenger side or whatever. Anyway, cars are as ill as everyone else at the moment, so the garages are all full. So I've had to take it to one that I've never used before, to which my neighbour, when I said I'd taken it there, was like, oh, you must be making a shed load of cash out of dicking around in lead mines then, if you can afford that. So it was like, brilliant, I've not even got the bill yet, and I'm already terrified. So I had to drop it there this morning, right? So I took Law to school, dropped the car off, came home. Then Gemma's gone away for a few days. So the car's done. I'll go and pick it up, and then me and Ophi can go off somewhere and do whatever until Lorne's picking up from school. No phone call. So I've been sat in the lounge all day with Ophi. I mean, luckily, she's got quite a good imagination, so we've been playing with loads of toys and stuff. But still,
yeah.
Rather be outdoors. I go a bit stir crazy if I'm indoors all the time. And then... it got to about 10 to 3, and I thought, right, well, I've got to walk up with Ophi to go and pick up Law. So I'm sort of halfway to the garage if I do that. So phone them and see how long it's going to be or if it's ready, and I'll just get it and do it like two birds, one stone or whatever. So I phoned them. They were like, yeah, what car is that again? I'm thinking, what?
Oh, dear.
The one I gave you. The one I gave you with the keys.
They said, so did you drop your motorbike off this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's actually out test driving at the minute. What? It's the next one in. I went, oh, right. It's like a cabbie going,
it's
yeah, just coming
is.
Around the corner.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'll wait for a phone call then. 3 hours later, no phone call, right? It's 5 to 6. I've seen on Google again. They close at 6. So I phoned him. 5 to 6. I was like, all right, mate. I said, I'm the guy with the black car with the exhaust and that. He goes, oh, yeah, that's all done. I went, all right. You're about to close, aren't you? And he went, yeah. He goes, we've not sorted the bill out or anything yet. I went, right. So I just get it in the morning then? He's like, if that's all right. So I couldn't. What if I needed it? What if I needed it?
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it? So I spent a whole day, like, just apart from walking 5 minutes to school and walking 5 minutes back to school again this afternoon, I've not left the house.
You've gone absolutely mental, yeah. And as a person who does a series called The Walk, this is obviously not the sort of life for you.
I hate it, mate. Honestly, I do get crazy. You know, under like a house arrest or something. You know, you get those Julian Assange, mate. I'd have been done.
Yeah, I'd have been done. I remember when I was a kid, when I was ill, and I was about 10, and I had to stay in the house for 6 months, like no friends around or nothing on my own.
Yes, well,
mum and dad were
that's
in
ins-
now and
that's
again.
Insane.
Yeah, it was
that's
awful.
Insane.
Yeah, it
six
messed,
months.
Yeah, it messed me up. And then
thanks a lot.
Yeah, 6 months. Yeah.
You were just gagging for rabbit holes then, weren't you? Anything just to get out.
Fucking hell. Honestly, I was Shawshanking my way out of the living room. Well, unfortunately, we lived above the shop my mum and dad lived in, so they've only gone into the greengrocers. So they were down in the greengrocers all the time. So like they'd pop up and see if I was all right. I wasn't. And that was kind of where the imagination kicked in. So, yeah, I know what you mean. I go a little bit like that as well. I have to go for a walk, but probably not as much as you. But, yeah, 6 months indoors as a 10-year-old was horrific.
Mate.
So, yeah.
I did, I think it was 6 weeks That's my max. I was in traction for 6 weeks when I had hip surgery, and that I was a kid, well, as you were, but I still hark back to that now.
Yeah, it messes you up. Yeah.
Oh, mate, Winds of Change by Scorpion. That was playing constantly on 7-inch. I can remember it. But the worst one was Living Doll by Cliff Richard and Rick Mayall.
Yeah. Was it Rick Mayall? I didn't know.
Yeah, because it was the, oh God, what were they called? The TV series.
Spitting Image.
No, it was him and Adrian Edmondson again. Bottom. It's what they did before Bottom. It was before Bottom.
Arseholes.
Oh God, what were they called?
I know what you mean. It was The Young Ones.
The Young Ones. That's exactly what it was. Yeah, those two songs I just remember from. So 6 months, mate. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I collection of masked toys, action figures got me through. That's probably why I still like superhero toys and stuff. Like, I'll forget some more. I think there is a kind of element of, yeah, like these are my kind of go to things. So yeah. Yeah, it's mental. So, but you've had a day in now. So you're practically Julian Assange all day.
So basically, no one really has seen me for a day, and it's only a day. But imagine if they'd not seen me for 80 days. I'd have to start releasing photoshopped images, wouldn't I?
Well, you would have to, because no one will know where you are. I mean, I keep saying check in the Dakota, so maybe we should give the which is a hotel, by the way, in Manhattan. And I'll, yeah, so let's give them some context to what we're talking about to the listener.
I don't know, but I thought that was quite a good segue. I'm quite proud of that.
It's brilliant, because I know what you're talking about.
I'd check at the Cecil Hotel, to be honest, because it's that freaking weird.
Is that the one with that woman who went missing from the lift, and they found her in the water?
Yeah, look
in
at the history the of that thing, place,
the water butt.
Yeah, found in the water butt on the roof.
Yeah.
We'll give away the ending now. But if well,
to be fair, it's a documentary. It's not like a series.
No,
you know.
It was crazy though, wasn't it? And I must admit, like, you can't normally get a vibe from the telly because it's, well, I'm not there. No one's going to jump out at me and stick me in a water butt, so it's fine. But I get a real vibe from that Cecil Hotel just from watching that documentary of, boy, that place ain't right.
The Dakota is the same, mate. I mean, that place is creepy with some of the history around that. So, yeah, so where is she? Where is our Kate?
Well, this, do you know what? Like, I know, like, people are sort of, you know, getting a bit, some people think that people are exaggerating, go a bit over the top. But actually, like, David Clue's made a really good point today that actually at 80 days, so you've got someone who, a mother of three kids, has been missing for 80 days, not seen for 80 days, right? And then people have asked where she is. And so three separate photos have been released of her, all of which have been debunked as photoshops. That and he's making the point, saying we're actually in proof of life territory now. It sounds a bit over the top, but actually, if it wasn't Kate Middleton and it was, say it was Gemma, say it was my wife Gemma, no one had seen Gemma for 80 days, and they were saying, where is she? It was like, no, she's got some abdominal issue going on, but she's fine, don't worry about it, she's fine, trust me. And then they said, well, I'm getting a bit worried now because it's been sort of, you know, nearly 3 months. And I went, oh, for goodness, if you don't believe me, here's some photos of the family. And they all went, and all of them were proved to be photoshopped. I'd have a police on the door.
Well, they were drawings like by Laura. And you were,
oh,
like,
mate. Well, that one of the family is done in MS Paint, isn't it? With the fingers all bent round. I mean, what is going on?
Well, this is the issue, isn't it? And then didn't Kate Middleton's sister's ex-boyfriend, like, just turn up dead recently?
Died suddenly at 45, and no one seems to care why or how. Literally no one.
So the same time span.
Well, a few people jumped to always a vaccine death, to which I thought, you think the Royals got jabbed? Even fucking laughs on. But apart from that, no one's, died suddenly. It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got a question?
There were some other things around it as well. So the Rosemary boat, the Dakota connection is that when Princess Diana and Kate Middleton both had their first child, they both wore the exact replica dress from Rosemary's Baby, which is a film by paedophile Roman Polanski about the devil's child being born into an unwitting mother who didn't really want the child and spawned the Antichrist. I'm not saying anything's going on there, but I'm saying something might be going on there. And the Dakota is where they shot that film. It was also where John Lennon was shot on the doorstep. of that building.
He was of the Dakota building, yeah.
Yes, he was sacrificed probably for giving back his knighthood to the royals. There's a massive connection here. Kate Middleton also pushed it round in the Rosemary Baby's buggy. If you look, this old ornate buggy. So, I mean, this what is going on here? There's some deep occult stuff. These families are into all of this occult stuff. Look at the sigil of Saturn in the Balmoral Crest. It's all there for us to see. So, you know, these are valid questions to ask. I mean, I've spent 6 months in the house.
Yeah, they're
as a
very strange. I think they want rid of the royals as well, though. I think they want rid of them. So I think actually it wouldn't shock me if something comes out of this. Because another thing, and I said this in the show this week, like, nothing happens by accident at all. Now, if the royals had wanted us to believe that Kate was okay, with 21 billion quid that we're told of, and it'll be a darn sight more than that,
yeah.
But 21 billion quid of taxpayers' money, you don't think they can deep fake Kate? You don't think they can get a top-end Photoshop artist as opposed to some drunk lad who like I say, is done it on an Amstrad? Yeah. We're meant to see that.
Yeah, I think
we're meant
so.
To see it.
Yeah, so what does it all mean, really?
What does it mean? There's something going off, that's for sure. But I think David Clues has got a point, because if it was anyone but Kate Middleton or anyone involved with the Royals, if it was David Beckham or Victoria Beckham, and no one had seen Victoria Beckham for 80 days, and David went, oh, here's some pictures of her, and everyone went, well, they're fake. You'd have a knock on the door. Can you explain what's going on? Because people are genuinely concerned. I mean, I'm, you know, it's the Royals, like, whatever. I ain't bothered about them as a family and whatever, or even as an institution. But just on a human level, because I think she might be human, one of the few ones that is, maybe.
Well, they've got to shore up the bloodline, or they'll all just shapeshift accidentally during dinner. So they do have to have some humans in there, as they did with Diana, who was brought up and raised around Sandringham. So we know that they bring these women in to do these things. They certainly believe in it, if anyone else doesn't. So.
Well,
yeah.
they're you know, Diana, the Spencers are a huge family in the game, and the Middleton you're meant to believe that they met in a school and it's normal, because anyone normal can marry a prince or whatever. No, she's from aristocracy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see where that comes out. But do you remember a while back, before we move on from that one, there was this really weird, I don't know what TV programme was on, and I think it was just around the COVID era, and it cut to a shot of Kate and William, I believe it was, or was it Harry and Meghan? I think it was Harry and Meghan, actually. And it cut to them, and it was clearly dummies. Do you remember it? And they were going like, oh. And it cut back, and no one said anything. It was really odd. Go and have a look. Put Harry and Meghan in. I believe it's Harry and Meghan. Cuts to them. They were dummies. And I remember this, and I can't find this other clip. I believe it was the Queen's funeral. And then there was a casket, like a carriage driving up there. And in the carriage, it goes into there. There's several things that happened at the funeral. It goes into it, and it looks like a gargoyle in the fucking carriage. I can't find this footage anywhere. It's really weird. And then that's the same time when you heard that voiceover. Do you remember it bled over and it went, she's trapped in there and she can't get out. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And wasn't there a Grim Reaper at some point involved in something?
Yeah,
well?
It was like an archbishop. And I think that was the king getting coronated, wasn't it?
The coronation.
He just wanders at the back. Don't wear that.
With what looks like a scythe. They're a weird bunch, aren't they?
They are. You would love
they
to.
They really are. I mean, as if sort of, do you know what I mean? Like, fucking your cousins wasn't weird enough. They can't just leave it there, can they?
No, I mean, that's why they like Norfolk. Else, isn't it?
Look, everyone loves the Queen. I love the Queen. Wonderful woman. Oh, mate, Queen of England, blah, blah. But if your next-door neighbour on the council estate shagged his cousin, you go, oh, my God, they're a fucking bunch of wrong'uns. The Queen married hers and had kids with him.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They're all related. Let's go on to the next one. We have to see how that comes out. This one really made me laugh, though. There's a new word out. I don't know if you've seen this. Meet the trans-ableists. Able-bodied men who identify as disabled women. Get your head around that.
Lazy bitches. Basically.
Able-bodied men who identify as disabled women.
What's the point? Other than getting out of doing stuff.
Transablest. So, an equally valid path towards a potential life on disability benefits would be simply to begin self-identifying as being disabled. In a general sense, even though in actual fact you are completely able-bodied.
So they're disabled pre-op?
I don't think that the trans bit basically doesn't have anything to do with it, really. I just think they're going to pretend to be disabled. Why would you just, like, I'm a male, I want to be a woman, but I really want to be a physically disabled woman. That's specific. What disability would you like?
What you got?
Yeah. Once such ideas were considered fit for the only poor taste comedy skits like those of Lou and Andy and Little Britain. Poor taste, that's sure.
Yeah. Why is it poor taste?
It's just a comedy.
It's just comedy.
Yeah. Now there is a whole social movement devoted to the idea, but out there. It is called transableism, and it makes mere transgenderism sound positively sane by comparison. This was a great one. I forgot this because I was meant to do this last week. So transableists are fundamentally different, not simply out for personal gain. They really seem to believe that what they are saying. I definitely am physically disabled. An excellent example would be Gerund Victoria Almy, a 50-year-old able-bodied male senior credit analyst from Oslo, who self-identifies as a disabled woman confined to a wheelchair.
So he's a mental bastard that you used to find on Eurotrash, but now people are basically humouring it.
Yeah, he's the bit you'd forward to get towards the naked bagman.
Where's the boobs? Where's the hairy German muff?
Yeah, exactly. The amount of times I watch like speedboat stuff just to get to that bit. So I don't care about the skiing. Fuck's sake. I don't care about skiing.
Where's the weird sex club? Here it is.
Here you go. And record on your VHS player. Yeah, that go in there.
What are you doing? Nothing.
Nothing. Just wrestling's on late. Yeah, yours was trains. Mine was the wrestling's on. The wrestling's on late. Whilst still a 5-year-old schoolboy, Almy saw a classmate using a splint and crutches, causing him to feel intense jealousy.
Not sympathy.
Sympathy, intense jealousy. Oh my fucking god, I wish I was you. God, look at you struggle. Oh, cool. You know, they made a film about one of you.
What I don't understand about this, like, if you see someone who's got, you know, a Ferrari or, you know, a beautiful woman on his arm or whatever, or a job you want, yep, or is a professional footballer, a rock star, whatever, you see that, you're like, oh man, that'd be great. But that's unachievable, isn't it, really, for most people to be able to work and afford a Ferrari or to become a professional footballer. If someone's got a broken arm, just go break your arm then. Just step out in front of a car. It's easy done.
Well, you see, intensely, yeah, but you don't have to go through the pain of it. He's just jealous it hasn't naturally happened to him. That other guy who's got splints and crutches is just lucky, Gareth.
But you can make yourself lucky by playing in traffic.
There's a T-shirt. As I understand, at least. And he says, as I understand it, in retrospect, it was, I should have been there. That's what he felt. I should have been there. It could have been me. I could have been in a contender. So he was immensely jealous when he saw a kid being disabled. All I can think is he was jealous of how much attention the kid got and love and, like, people caring for him. But he's interpreted that
almost
as...
Almost certainly. That's, yeah, what it was.
I wish I was disabled because then people would care about me. Look at me over here, all muggings cartwheeling and shit. No one cares about me. I've set fire to my tits and no one cares. I don't know where I'm going.
So what is it? It's Munchausen's, isn't it, basically?
Yes, I think that's exactly what you said. That is. That's a chocolate,
yeah,
bar.
Yeah, so there's, well, it's got nothing to do with any enderism. It's just good old-fashioned nut cake.
Yeah. There's best a word for it. There's a better word for it now.
Best of luck to him. Her. Them. What's the word for a disabled person?
Wheelies.
Wheelies. Best of luck to wheelies, I guess. On the subject of Enderisms, though, there's been quite a lot of celebration in the last few days, and we should take wins, even if they're not full-on wins. But do you see that the NHS has basically
What a
said that they're
draw,
not?
then.
Well, the NHS is saying they're not prescribing puberty blockers now to people on the NHS, to kids basically, and that in itself is great, and everyone's celebrating it, thinking that it's basically almost like a legislation has been passed, but it isn't. The NHS are just referring these people to private clinics.
Oh, did we have this before when it came out and it sounded like the
Did
transgender thing?
with Tavistock. Yeah,
Tavistock,
with
yeah.
Tavistock, they were like, Tavistock's closing down, isn't it amazing? It's like, yeah, they're just downgrading and opening up another six that are smaller. It's not the same as closing it down. But it was Sophie Otway that pointed that out, that actually what they're doing is they're now just referring to private clinics and to gender GPs, which are like a specific one, whatever that means. 200. And so actually, yes, the NHS not doing it is a win. And in this realm, we don't tend to take wins very well. Maybe we should be better at taking wins. But at the same time, before you sort of crack the champagne, there is a but, unfortunately. And that is that it's still going to go on in the private sector. So
So basically, people are
watch this
gonna
space, I
be,
suppose.
yeah. Well, so people, I suppose, are gonna take loans out to get it done.
Well, there is that, but there's also the NHS is a weird one, because if the NHS refers you to a private practice for whatever reason, it can still be picked up on the NHS.
I don't
Because
understand that.
I had it. So I went to the doctor when I had my groin injury, and I ended up going to get a consultation, and that cost me 200 quid. I saw a specialist down in Leicester, and it cost me 200 quid because the doctor was saying it was a hernia, and I didn't think it was, particularly, because it just didn't seem to fit the symptoms of my uncle who'd had a hernia, and other people that I knew that had hernias. And so I paid 200 quid to actually get a proper diagnosis. Plus, I don't t trust the NHS, because this was post Rona. Well, was it post Rona? It was just before. I was just before Rona, so I didn't even trust them then, actually, to be fair. So I went, paid the money, went and saw the guy, and I went, I think I've got a hernia. I didn't, but I said that because that's what I'd been told by a doctor. And he went, "Well, you haven't." And I went, "Oh, that's all right." Then he went, "No, yours is way worse." And
I've had a hernia and they're bad. What was, yeah.
I'd torn all but two ligaments off the bone,
Jesus, what were you
and lived with it.
doing? Were you.
Lived with it for 2 years playing football. 6 minutes into a charity match, I got put clean through by Alan Smith, who used to play for Man United, and my groin went bang. Literally 6 minutes, I lasted, stretch it off. But anyway, so I had to have the surgery. So I went back to the. I got quoted the money for the surgery, which was like 5 grand. I was like, "Well, don't have that. Not got that. So that's not going to fly." So I went back to my doctor again, my GP, and basically said, "This is what it is. This is, the deal." And so I was referred to that clinic, and so that surgeon who was charging 5 grand did the op on the NHS, and I
Oh
had
yeah,
the op.
he won't mind because he's going to get the
No,
money
he's not
anyway.
bothered.
Yeah.
But the point was, because I was referred there by the NHS, as
Right.
opposed to just going off my own back, I didn't pay for it. So I imagine then that, and I didn't feel guilty at the time, because then I was earning a shed load of money PT, in which I needed my groin for, and they took a shed load of taxes out of me. So do you know what I mean? I did pay for it.
Yeah, of course you did, yeah.
But I wonder if that's what's going to go on with the clinics then, whether actually the NHS will pick up the tab. They just wash Pontius Pilate it, don't they? They
Yeah.
just wash their hands of prescribing them. They're just paying him to prescribe them.
So just rerouted it, like when Trump took loads of money away from the World Health Organization and basically just gave it to Gavi around the back of the
Who
garage.
gave it to the World Health Organization?
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's amazing.
I don't like we're talking about more disabilities here. This is a theme running through this today. And I'm not a big fan of Robert Kennedy, although he's done, obviously the vaccine stuff was fantastic, but he let himself down with the Israel supporting Zionist nonsense he's kind of revealed himself to be.
He wants to get elected though, doesn't he? That's why.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, how much do you need to get elected? I mean, his dad, his father, and even his father-in-law were involved with the Chabad Lubavitch guys. I know I'd get them in. But he actually, I don't know, did we mention this last week, but Robert Kennedy has recorded a rap.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh.
I've heard it and I don't want to.
I don't know if I actually went into it too much, but it's officially called Standing on Bidness, which I think is a play on business and Biden stuck together.
It sounds awful.
Yes, it's awful, but I bet it sounds
worse. Is it Shapiro awful? Because that rap was embarrassing.
Oh, no. Shapiro can at least, like, I'm not being funny, but Robert Kennedy can't speak properly. But this isn't the game for him, is it? Rapping.
It's true.
Is it?
Spitting bars is not. Yeah.
It's not going to be. And then you watch him sitting there, bless his heart. And I felt sorry for him because it's like, this is a terrible idea. Your campaign manager, this is awful. You've seen Shapiro do it and go, that works. That's a good idea. But he's sitting there and he's like even explaining how he's going to rap. He can't speak. He can't articulate that bit. And it's like, oh, this is going to be... I mean, auto-tune ain't that good.
Whose idea was it then?
I don't know, but he's recording it, and he says, believe it or not, on my last trip to Atlanta, I hit the studio, dangerous, with Drummer Boy Fresh, Boosie Official.
Why do people always hit the studio and hit the gym? Why don't you just go there?
I don't, and then drop the mic, like drop the bomb, drop the mic, drop the single. I don't know, just pick it. You got crappy, like just use your hands. Hot Boy Turk, 32, The Auntie Angie, and DJ Ray Ninja. I hope I've said that right. And we're officially releasing our new song, Standing on Bidness, this Sunday, March the 3rd at 4:30 PST. Join us for the drop, he says. Can't wait for y'all to hear it. No, he does say you all to hear it. You're going to love it. I didn't, and I did try
did
and listen
not love
to it
it?
A bit. No, well, I did. I listened to the recording part of it, and as much as I can't stand the pro-Israel, pro-Zionist nonsense, it's still not very nice to see a man that's clearly disabled doing something that, you know, is clearly not going to work out well for him. Yeah, but it's weird. So go and have a listen to it. It's called Standing on Business, which I think, again, is Biden and business stuck together. Bless him. That's an awful shout, so to speak.
I'll be sure to not listen to that then at some point. I don't know what a lot of these people are doing when they do certain things like this, though, whether it is just kind of a Sam Smith style, like, humiliation ritual almost, just to show me just how much of a prat you're willing to be,
yeah,
to get my campaign contributions.
I think
to be that much of a prat, done.
Yeah,
you can have
it. Let's pick the thing that you're least capable of doing, Robert, and we'll do that. I think you might be right. It might be a humiliation ritual. It's sad though, really, because you know, these are people too. And
yeah, we've got Muhammad Ali now playing darts. Whose idea was that?
Yeah. We've got NASCAR with Stevie audience. Wonder. Yeah, I've got a finger more. Here we go, won't we? Because of all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox hurdles.
The Cheltenham Festival, right? I don't know if you've seen some of the videos. For people around the world, it's a horse racing festival. Where I think probably lots of horses die and lots of people make money, but even more people lose lots of money. And people that normally, you know, like a kebab and a fight, a Great British Night, get to put a suit on for a couple of days and get pissed and have a fight in a suit instead. That's basically what goes on. And there's loads of videos all over the internet already. And it's, you know, just people brawling in marquees with tweed on. It's fab. Yeah. Pissed on Carly.
It was like tumbleweed everywhere.
Oh, mate. But one thing that made me laugh even more than that was, it's Ladies' Day on Wednesday, right? It's known as Ladies' Day.
Can you call it that anymore?
Basically, all the women get all dressed up and they wear the big, you know, hats like the Queen would wear those, you know. Oh, God, have you seen the hat the Queen's about wearing?
The Saturn ones.
$5,000. Yeah, but it's been called Ladies' Day at Cheltenham races since 1830, right? So we're getting on for 200 years, not anymore.
Oh, go on.
It's called Style Wednesday.
It's what?
It's called Style Wednesday.
Oh, I thought you said Star Wednesday, like a kebab shop. Why?
Don't know. Ladies can't have ladies anymore, can we? The only ladies were allowed are ones with cocks and balls.
Well, could you do Lady Boy Wednesday or Lady Boys Day or Lady Boys Day or Lady and the Lady Boys Day? Tramps and the Lady Boys Day. It could have gone.
Do you think Lady Boys kind of congregated in Bangkok? Because it's called Bangkok.
Yeah, they thought it was a directive, and they got on the wrong.
If you're going to Bangkok to seek sex, right, and you find a cock, you can't really complain, can you?
No.
Because it's clues in the name, mate.
Exactly. So if you've gone there for lady sex and you've come back with man sex, it's confusing.
Clues in the name.
Because they've got boobs. Some of them, they're not real boobs, but like.
If you'd gone to Bang Vagina and you'd found a cock,
that's it. That's true.
Then you can put a complaint in. But clue's in the name, mate.
I've got a complaint.
Always
here.
Read the small print.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I went to Virginia
and I couldn't find any.
It was
Matt Letizia. Golden Virginia. Do you remember Golden Virginia? I don't know if they still make that.
No.
People, it was tobacco, wasn't it? Golden Virginia.
Oh, was it? I never smoked. Stunned your growth.
No, I didn't really. I had the odd, like, sort of cigarette here and there, but no, and I was never a smoker, really. But I remember people smoking Golden Virginia. If anyone at home knows if they still make it, please put it in a envelope. But yeah, Matt Letizia tweeted it, and I asked the question, like, who is bothered about it to the point, like, who are they appeasing by calling it Style Wednesday, apart from some blue-haired weirdos who are never going to go to Cheltenham anyway?
But also, that must have annoyed a lot of these posh... Totty, because that's just that's a terrible name for one thing, but also that must have annoyed them that they changed it.
Well, it's Ladies Day. It's been, and what's wrong with Ladies Day? I mean, this is the thing. Like, oh, we've changed it because of what? What's wrong with days and ladies? They both seem all right to me. So if you put them together, I don't see what the problem is. It's weird, isn't it? It's just like. But it feels to me that it's bigger than blue-haired weirdos. It's about eradicating history and about getting rid of anything that is essentially a cultural norm for the best part of 200 years. And they do it with buildings. Look how beautiful that built. Oh, Lord, they've knocked it down and built something glass on it. Brilliant. Mm. And that's what they do all over this country.
So you think it's something to do with the English traditions type thing?
Yeah, just get rid of all the traditions. That's what pulling down all these statues was about. They were trying to pull down statues of guys that fought to abolish slavery. That's how fucking educated some of these people were. But it was about just pulling down history, isn't it? That's what it's about. And the blue-haired idiots don't realise that's what they're doing. They don't have a clue that that's what they're doing. In the same way that the Just Stop Oil kids don't understand what they're doing and how they're. The people above them do.
Oh, absolutely. And just saying that links in with the next story I've got. So did you see the pro... And this is the way it was put. It was so obvious that this wasn't what it was. And also, they don't get anywhere near these paintings without being allowed to. So it's not the real painting, obviously. Pro-Palestine protesters destroy historic painting of Lord Balfour in Trinity College at the University of Cambridge. Of course, that's not what it is. It's not the real one, but... And it's also the context of Balfour was the Balfour Declaration and Israel, Palestine. Let's blame the Palestinians. Get angry at the Palestinians. I mean, it's just so... But this is weak. Like, clearly that's not the real painting. Clearly it's allowed to happen. Yep. But how do you know this person was pro-Palestinian anyway? We did it.
Yeah.
You know?
He'd been on TikTok.
That. Yeah. But it's quite clearly, again, this young kid who's doing it probably doesn't quite understand how they've been used. Or maybe they do. But it's just a young girl. Pro-Palestinian protesters. So you've got to be pro-Palestinian. Why wouldn't you be anyway? Because they're getting killed everywhere.
Yeah.
Lord Balfour, who was mates with the Rothschilds, and signed this thing between two mates of the Round Table to give a bit of land that they never really had any right to anyway, to someone else.
Yeah. But I will say, in that declaration, it makes very clear that nothing must be done to disrupt the livelihoods and the existence and what have you of the native Arab and Christian population.
Exactly. You don't hear about that Muslim bit much, do you?
Population. No, no, ignore that bit.
Yeah, that's a small print.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro didn't see that bit. He got pink eye at the point he was reading that bit.
From John Rappaport. They've been giving each other pink eye for years.
Oh,
but yeah.
God. He's such a fucking wrong'un. Oh, he's up there with the bloody dildo rabbi in terms of being a wrong'un, isn't he?
I think they're, if you look at them, you put, I put pictures of them two together. The dildo rabbi is Shmuley Boteach, by the way. They look like father and son. There's something going on there. Look at them. They both look like, you know, when you leave a baked potato out and you've really cooked it in the microwave and you leave it out and you're like, I'll give it, it's gone dry. Kind of that. That's what they look like, dried baked potatoes, both of them. But yeah, both Brooklyn based, both Chabad Lubavitch. I know that Rabbi Shmuley is, absolutely, definitely, 100%, but I wouldn't be surprised that Rappaport is. And yeah, then the rabbi is the rabbi that's went after Michael Jackson for his Hollywood mates and sells dildos with his daughter.
It's just fucking weird. Imagine selling sex toys with your daughter.
I know, it's really odd.
I mean, just on that level, what is a rabbi? I mean, doesn't a rabbi own Pornhub anyway, I think? But
a different one.
But what is a rabbi doing promoting his daughter's sex toy firm? I mean, it's just fucking weird. They're just weird. And his obsession with Candice. It's quite funny, because Candice and she...
Yeah.
He is so far out of his depth with her. Like, whatever people think of her and whether they're on her side or whatever, she, you know, if you're gonna get in the ring with Candice, you've got to be good.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is not good.
No, I mean, and it's called kosher sex, by the way. But he's got that shot with his daughter. His daughter's shot.
Kosher sex.
Yeah. Weird, isn't it?
Very, very odd. Brigitte Macron. That's an interesting one. She's willing to put her whole professional reputation for all these years, the whole lot on the line, that Brigitte Macron, the 40-year-old teacher that groomed Emmanuel Macron when he was 15 and then married him, which is apparently fine because they're French.
Really?
Is actually a bloke.
Must mean Google Brigitte Macron. So they're still married now?
Yeah, still married now. But... there is quite a bit of compelling evidence. I watched a 45-minute podcast that she did where she's shown lots of photos and explaining lots of stuff of basically how Brigitte Macron does not exist before the age of 30, I think.
Right.
Simply doesn't exist.
Well, she certainly had some work, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, but they don't exist. But there is a man... by the name of, I can't remember the name, but the name of such and such. And when you see a photo of that man, it is her without a wig on. And that man disappears and you can't find him anywhere from that very same point, almost as if there was a switch or a sleight of hand. Mm. It is quite interesting. And then, yeah, I think some photos emerged or something. That was said to be her, because she was married before when she was younger. Some photos emerged, which was meant to be her on her wedding day, her original wedding day, but it's not actually her. And they show who it actually is. It's some guy who I think is friends with, who was friends with the guy that they think she actually is. It's all very weird.
Wow.
It's worth watching it. So what they're basically saying is that at this age, Brigitte's a lad. Brigitte's got a mate, a best friend, right? Brigitte becomes a woman,
right?
Marries Emmanuel Macron. People start poking around. So Brigitte goes back to her old mate and says, look, can I use the photo of your wedding day and pretend it's me? And he goes, of course you can, governor. You're a mate.
Yeah.
There's also a photo that was used of her and her ex-husband, But it's a cropped picture, so it's her and her ex-husband stood next to each other. But when you zoom out and find the whole picture, it's actually a faculty photo of when she was a teacher, and they name and show who that guy is, and it's not. It's another teacher that was at the school, not married, married to someone else, blah, blah. So there is quite a lot going on.
Mm.
And the French media are losing their blob over it. Emmanuel Macron's losing his blob over it. And she's basically just saying, Candice is just saying, well, just show us some pictures before you're 30. Fine. That's yeah. over, isn't it? It's job done. But a lot of other people are saying that actually the fact that the media is completely losing its blob over it is actually not anything to do with Emmanuel Macron or Brigitte Macron, because it's in France, who gives a fuck, like, do what you like. It's more to do with the fact that actually if this does come out, then people might start looking slightly closer to home. about the idea that, you know, Big Mike and all that. So
yeah,
I don't
know. Mike, Big Mike on the yacht with David Geffen, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, we know this. Look at some of the Rothschilds, like the women in the Rothschilds. They clearly got a lot of male hormones going on there. Wasn't Henry Kissinger's wife like 9 foot tall? Do you remember? Henry Kissinger's wife was like a bloke.
I hope. I'd love it if she was 9 foot tall.
Kissinger's wife. I'm sure it's Henry Kissinger's wife. She's like, yeah, she is. She was a bloke, and he was tiny. Compared to her, it'd fit inside her like a Russian doll. Like, it, yeah, honestly, have a look, Google it. She's a basic like a baroness, and he looks like the penguin next to her. And I mean, she's massive compared to him, and they look like a complete odd couple. Like, you would not put them together at all.
I'm gonna put 9 foot Kissinger. That's what I'm putting in.
It's like a fish. I mean, it could be.
Oh, it just comes up. Henry Kissinger was only 5 feet 9 inches tall.
Well, no, yeah, but that's not that right. short. And like she must be 6'5", at least.
I'd prefer it when she was 9 foot.
Oh, she might be.
Henry Kissinger wife. Oh goodness me, yeah.
See, I mean,
she's pretty. Yeah, she's pretty big, isn't she? She's like, I was going to say a lanky Diana, but Diana wasn't short.
No, Dianca wasn't short. Dianca. Where's Dianca? It's like a Dairy Duncan Diana stuck together there, in my mind. Yeah, she's a tall... I mean, I'm saying she's a lady. She looks like a lady in the younger photos. It's just she's massive compared to him.
She's pretty... Yeah, she's pretty big for a land mammal.
But some of the Rothschilds do look like men, some of the women.
The related searches, Henry Kissinger wife height. Let's see how big she was then.
Go on. This is enthralling for the listeners. Go on, we're having a look at Henry Kissinger's height. Of
8 foot 5.
No, she's not.
No, she was 6 foot.
No, she's not 6 foot. That's a lie. If he's 5 foot 9, she's 6 foot. Bollocks. That's
was it
not
Nancy,
true.
Nancy Kissinger?
Yeah, she's not 6 foot. There's no chance. If he's 5 foot 9, you're talking about... It's 10, what is that, 4 inches difference? No.
But yeah, that's a fair point, actually. That's they're saying 6 foot, but she might have, like, 12-foot heels on.
Well, or a 12-foot heel. Like, no, because he's not 5 foot nine then, is he?
The 6 foot tall Nancy Kissinger has sometimes landed in the tabloid headlines. Has she? Good for her.
Ed first. Yeah, I think that's so. Let's go on to my next one. Is the humiliation ritual of John Cena at the Oscars? Did you see that shuffling on stage without any clothes on? I mean,
he's in good shape, though, isn't he?
Well, of course he is. He's a bloody wrestler. But not all wrestlers are, to be fair. But he is, and he always was. But why would you do that to yourself? It's a humiliation ritual. Actually, he's a really nice guy. He comes across really well if you watch any of the rest. And he's done a lot for Make-A-Wish Foundation, but he's desperate to be famous Hollywood-wise. The Rock sold out a long time ago. Long, long time ago. But, yeah, so he shuffles on stage with no clothes on, and it's just a bit pathetic. And the sad thing is that they're all handing around, like, Ptah dolls to each other. So Ptah is a sun god. Egyptian sun god of creation. They're basic action figures of Egyptian sun gods. It's all a humiliation, satanic ritual. And you just think, like, oh, come on, mate. Also, he's in his, like, 50s. So, you know, he's not a young, desperate upstart. He's made his millions. What are you doing? Get him. Like, it is a bit pathetic. And then it's the same one where everyone lost their rag over the pins, didn't they? The red pins supporting pro-Palestine, and that director said he didn't say he renounces his Jewishness. That's not what he said at all. He said that they would be ashamed of what's going on. And they don't sort of, but then the Zionists have obviously turned it around, manipulated it, and made it seem completely different to actually what he said. Again, it's a faith. But yeah, that was a weird one, because and then that lady turned up who said she was a, she's even saying that she wasn't sexually abused as a captured by the Hamas soldiers, but then everyone keeps saying that she was, even though she said she hasn't. She was there as well, so she was invited to the Oscars. I mean, what sort of world do we live in?
I don't know, but I feel like that guy who wants to be disabled almost wishes that he was kidnapped by Hamas. He's got that going on, I'm sure. Looking at them on the news with absolute envy.
Every time I turn the news on, I just wish I was them. More.
I wish I hadn't released either. I wish I was with Terry Waite tied to a radiator.
Yeah. I wish I went to one of those boarding schools in Wales. Fucking hell. It'd be lovely. Go on, next one.
Dylan Mulvaney's back. Oh, have you seen that?
No, go on.
Yeah, so I thought we might have seen the last of Dylan Mulvaney when he completed his transition from gay man to straight man. to explain what I mean by that, he was a gay lad and then he became a woman, but didn't have any of the work done apart from to make his face look like, which one was it?
Catherine Hepburn.
Was it Catherine Hepburn? Yeah, well, of course it was, yeah. But then he then decided that actually he was a lesbian. And it's like, okay, so you're a man who's a lesbian. You're a straight guy then, right? Okay, that was cool. Thanks for taking us on that journey with you, Dylan. I enjoyed it. Bud Light, all that sort of stuff. That was great fun. But now he's releasing a single. So he's there dancing away. But the thing is, like, Josh Sigginson made the point today. It was like, you know, it's just like just a bloke masquerading as a caricature of a woman. But when you actually look at the video, it's not. I mean, I don't know how old Dylan Mulvaney is. I'd say he's in his 30s. I would say probably early 30s.
Right.
But it's basically the way he's dressed, the way he's dancing. He's got pigtails, short skirt on. It's Britney Spears when she was 16. Hit me, baby, one more time, right?
Oh, my God.
So he's actually not playing a caricature of a woman. He's playing. Let me try and find out what
it's called.
He is.
Days of Girlhood. Is that
well?
The one?
You would.
Or is it
you
a new
know.
Well, no.
No,
it
is Days of Girlhood.
Oh my
yeah.
God, it's gross.
It's so weird, isn't it? And it's like, you're not playing a caricature of a woman. You're playing the caricature of a teenage girl, and that's fucking weird. He's 27 years old. Old enough.
He needs to fucking eat something as well.
Jesus wept, mate. Well, he's getting skinnier and skinnier.
There's nowhere for it to go, though, is there? Because it's all like plastic now. Oh, that's just... Oh, this whole planet... How do you explain this to your kids? Any of this? No, it's a bit early for this. Half is only 3.5. But, like, imagine how bad it's going to be when Arthur turns 13, 14, and he's like thinking about, like, you know, what the world's about. How am I going to explain any of this? Trans ableists everywhere.
I don't know, but Wikipedia. Dylan Mulvaney is an American TikTok personality who has detailed her gender transition. Why are you humouring this nonsense? It's a messed up attention seeking man.
Yeah.
Like I don't even believe this is someone that has some form of even gender dysphoria. I just think fame is everything to this dude.
Yeah, that's a disorder in itself, isn't it?
Watch videos of Dylan Mulvaney on a game show, right? As when he's a man and he's identifying a man as a man, he goes on The Price is Right, right? So TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney went on The Price is Right pre, you know, his stuff, and he is literally rolling around on the floor when he gets a question right. No, I'm not kidding. He's rolling around on the floor. I'm watching it now. He celebrates. He's there. He's on the floor. He's rolling around. It's like this is a dude who is just all about attention. And he, I mean, you know, I don't think he's got gender dysphoria. I think he's got a mental issue, which is unbelievable levels of narcissism, but just a complete like fame hungry desire that actually he will cut all sorts of bits of himself off and reshape his face if it makes him famous.
Keeps him, yeah, he's terrified of being unknown and invisible. So what is it, I mean, where does that kind of go? Like, is that any different from John Cena going on stage in front of hundreds of or thousands of people in an auditorium and millions all over the world, naked and embarrassing himself? Is it any different?
I
That's a
don't know.
desperate attempt to be famous. We wouldn't
I'd
do
rather
that.
shag John Cena, though.
Yeah, I would, but that's not the question we're talking about here, Gaz. But I'm glad you got that in.
Put it out there. I mean, I don't get that desire to be famous for fame's sake. I understand the desire to do something amazing that fame is a byproduct of. You know,
Absolutely.
you want to win a World Cup, and or you want to, you know, change the world for the good. Then people probably know you are, but fame for fame's sake. But there's so many people like that. They go, "What are they famous for? If he's famous, that's not why I asked. I
Well, that
asked
all
what he's
started
famous
with
for."
Big Brother, really, didn't it? These kind of what do you call them? These the There's a name for that sort of thing, isn't there? Them sort of programs. They were people that wanted to be famous. They weren't actually doing anything. Fame for fame's sake. That all started with these reality TV shows, really,
Yeah.
around about that time.
Well, that's all Love Island is, isn't it? Love Island is like it's people looking for love. No, it's not. It's people looking to maybe get their end away once or twice, but what they want is to raise a profile. They've all got fucking modeling contracts, all of them. They literally just want to go on the telly and be famous and therefore have a career out of it, saying things like Perf with Surf to sell fucking fabric conditioner. It's bollocks.
We've got a lady around
Utter
here.
bollocks.
She was on one of those shows. You see her like when you take her off to school. She takes her kid to school, and you can tell that she's still like. I mean, she's probably a nice enough lady, but she looks like dressed to the nines at 8 o'clock in the morning when most people are trying to like shove a bit of sandwich in their face and crawl to school. She's all dressed up. She must have been up for 3 hours getting ready to for the school drop, and you're like, you can
Well,
just.
that's the
It's different,
pressure.
isn't it?
That's the pressure. Once you're famous, they will be waiting for you to slip up and waiting for you to look rough in the morning, waiting for you to look rough with a spot on your face as you come out of the gym. So you have to look perfect all the time, unless you're Sam Smith.
If you make
And
it, yeah.
then you just walk around like a big fat, lazy fucking slob, and they'll go, "Look stunning."
Looks glorious. Yeah, well, she's not famous though, but she still does that. You know, she still, that's her thing. She's that mum. Last one, Alex is sexy. Did you see this photo he put out today? Alex Jones. And this is the title. Now, to be fair to him, he might be doing this for a laugh. But I only just saw it. It says on there, it's a picture of him looking all like. Sawin, is that the right word when he's all a bit like
Suave.
suave? There is another word I was looking for, but suave will do.
Howie.
Just going
Dylan
like that. He's
Mulvaney.
going, yeah, little Mulvaney. And the slogan is, so it's a something he said. What do you call it when something you said a quote? That's
A
it.
quote, yeah.
A quote. It says, I will eat your leftist ass.
Yeah, I read it and it made me laugh because I know it's not meant to read what I read it as, but
No.
it's I all I read it or as is Dylan Mulvaney bent over and Alex tonguing away at his bum hole. That's all I got out of
Got. Yeah. I was like, the picture as well. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I did see
I
it and I
kind of want to
thought, I
see
don't
it.
think that says I don't think that says what you think it says. It's
It's
like
amazing. Imagine your dad putting that out, though. Because
oh, mate.
imagine your dad putting that out. Like, that'd be even funnier. But your dad putting it out, going, I will eat your.
I don't even want to think about
No.
that. No, that's worse for me. It makes me hark back. I'm sure I've told you this story of a guy who was being a bit of a knob, and we'd had a bit of a disagreement. I can't remember how old we were, 17, 18, not very old. And he went, "Your bollocks, my chin." I went to walk off, and I went, "So you're sucking me off?" And it, what? And he obviously meant to say it the other way around, didn't he? He basically just meant to say, like, suck my dick, like, just like, tell me to fuck off, basically. But he got it the wrong way around. You're sucking me off. What? I love stuff like that.
Yeah, right, it all goes
I love
wrong.
it.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
I told you the story as well, but I was stood with my mate Paul. And I was having a beer, and one of the lads' wives came over, and I saw her out the corner of my eye, and she was obviously going to do that bang on the top of the bottle.
Was it a
You know,
champagne bottle?
people
Yeah.
used to do that bang on the top of the bottle, and your bottle would, well, no, beer bottle, bang on the bottle, and it would froth up and go everywhere.
Yeah.
So I looked at her and I thought, well, I'll let it happen, because it's like that's what mates do, isn't it? They let people do that to their mates. And then she went and she banged the bottom of it.
So it all went over her face.
Yeah, hers went up. And I remember really laughing.
Did she get that wrong?
I don't know, but I think I just heard one of my nippers crying or
Oh,
coughing.
bless. All right.
No, I think we're all right. I think we're all right.
We'll wrap it up now anyway, because we've done an hour. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. Where do people get their CBD from?
Head over to supremecbd.uk, use the code WTAF. You get 40% off everything, mate, including vigor and focus.
So we're gonna catch up with Gaz to see how they affect him in the next episode next week. So hope you enjoyed that. We'll see you in a week's time.
Take care.
It's like a robot.